Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Amaxesha by Bongiziwe Mabandla. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Amaxesha by Bongiziwe Mabandla was released under Bongiziwe Mabandla and Black Major on May 5th, 2023. It has 14 songs, which is 51 minutes of runtime, absolutely no features whatsoever. And it was produced by composer, instrumentalist, and producer Tiago Correa Paulo. Before even getting to the music, there's a lot going for Bongiziwe Mabandla. He was actually on Colors a couple of weeks back. And you know what's actually amazing about that is before the Colors performance, I had no idea who he was. But I watched it, checked out the comments, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But other than that, he is a multiple award-winning artist with two SAMAs, which is South African Music Awards for Best Alternative Album. Yeah. As I started listening to Amaxesha, it was so nice to actually have Sisa Hleleleni, which is the first track on this album, as the track that I heard on Colors. How about that? That was good. I liked that. And it was a great reintroduction to who he is and his energy behind the mic. And when I say his energy behind the mic, you know, I don't mean like he's jumping around or anything, but just who he is behind the microphone. Really pulling from his Colors performance, I got the sense that he's very in touch with his spirituality, and that really shows itself within the music as he's performing, and even the instruments. There's something, there's a connection there, and it's beautiful. And when I got to track 2, which is Sisa Hleleleni 2, it was just a different spin on the same song, and it's way shorter. It's like 2 minutes, but the original is 5 minutes long. I was blown away. I'm thinking, you made two versions of the same song and they both sound fire. Bruh, who are you? Who are you? And that really continued to be a theme for me when I was listening to Amaxesha the whole way, 14 songs through, in the same sort of theme. Amaxesha, which is, I guess, from the title of the album. It's not really like a title track per se, because there's like 3 Xeshas in there. No, seriously, there are 3 of them. And that's really where it ends with the multiple version tracks. However, as I was listening through, there's something that was so apparent. There was this cinematic feel about the music throughout. It felt like you could see the music. And this is really where he starts to capture you in a completely different realm. When you listen to an artist of this caliber and this level of understanding of self and the world, you're not listening in the same zone you listen to music every day. It's not, it's just not possible. I think once in a while you kind of just go somewhere else, and this is where you need an artist like Bongiziwe Mabandla to take you, and the whole Amaxesha album does that for you. And for me, because there was such unity and cohesion between the songs, even the transitions, it wasn't necessarily gapless playback, I don't think, but there was something that just flowed from song to song, from track to track. And it was only going to go one of two ways. Either Kungesiwe Mabandla produces his own music, or he has one producer that he works with and has worked with, and the chemistry is ridiculous. And it so happens to be the latter. The chemistry he has with Tiago Correa Paulo is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Like I said earlier, this is music you feel. You don't hear it, you don't listen to it, you feel it. You listen to a track like Noba Bangatini and it's haunting. The instrumentation tells a story as much as Bongiziwe's voice tells a story, and together they're powerful, very, very powerful. And then you get songs like Hlala, which has got a faster tempo. It's pacey, and there's this almost folk storytelling aspect about it, and it almost takes you back to, like, I don't even know, maybe 70s Africa. That's how it feels. I couldn't put Bongiziwe Mabandla under one genre, even if I tried. When you move from song to song, you realize that there's something unique, there's something different there. But the moment you start thinking you've got him figured out, he throws something else in there. Throughout the 14 tracks, there were a lot of ambient sounds, I should say, which are, I wouldn't say, are typical in a lot of the music that I come across from the continent, for starters, but it also gels so well with the mood of the album in itself. So, like I said, it's cinematic. You really feel it, but you feel it because the connection is not just on a vibes basis, if I should say so. It's more about what you're going through and how you're hearing those sounds and how they're relating to how Bongiziwe is actually singing. I don't understand Xhosa, or, you know, I don't, but I felt it. All in all, I could say there's really something haunting about what I've just experienced. And it's haunting because the place that Bongiziwe has to tap into to bring out this level of artistry is a place of such vulnerability that I'll bet 98% of people would never get anywhere close to that place. And that's the beauty of the music. Amaxesha is a paradigm shift in African music as I have known it. I don't believe I've ever heard anything quite like what he brings to the table, and just that enigmatic spirit, that eclectic nature and out of this world talent is something worth shouting off on the rooftops about. If I were to give this album a rating, Amaxesha by Bongiziwe Mabandla is a solid 9.5 out of 10. This is the closest you're gonna get to perfection. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dandy.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.